T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Welcome onto the show. Longtime friend of the program, Nate Davis. You know his work from USA Today Sports. He is an NFL writer, editor, and columnist at USA Today. And he does a 2019 NFL projection that every year we enjoy when it comes out. I enjoyed it less this time because he's got the Redskins going 3-13, as we found out today. So, Nate, you go through every game, you pick a winner or loser, and then you go back and kind of add up everybody's record is how this works, right?
Yep, Grant, that's how I do it. I try to just go game by game and try not to, you know, and obviously the information is based on what we know today, not anybody's torn ACL or suspension that's going to happen a month from now. But, yeah, you try not to give any team any particular weight. You just pick all the games, see how it shakes out, and you get what you get. So Redskins were 3-13 in this drill this year.
So when you see the 3-13 for the Redskins, A, do you actually think they're a 3-13 team? And then B, do you go, well, that's a few games worse than they probably are? Like, there's no correction after that, obviously, but what's your take on the exercise netting that result?
Yeah, I've been a little skeptical on them really since the end of last season. I mean, I will say I very much liked their draft, but, you know, when is that going to pay dividends? Who's the quarterback going to be? I mean, you're talking about an opening of Eagles, Cowboys, Bears, you know, the first 3 weeks. I personally kind of hope that they don't throw Dwayne Haskins out to a murderer's row like that. Patriots in week 5, too, by the way. And then you got the Trent Williams situation and just so much other stuff. Given the general quality of the NFC East, certainly Dallas and Philadelphia, it looks like a pretty tough road for them, in my opinion.
USA Today's Nate Davis joins us here on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. So, Nate, I think these sorts of things invite, you know, the angry tweets and the discussions and everything.
Oh, yes,
like that.
They do, Danny.
Yeah,
oh,
so
yes,
I know you know that going in, but so it jumps out when it's kind of out of line's the wrong term, but kind of out of school, out of whack when it comes to everyone else's predictions, right? So Vegas has the Redskins, I think, 6.5 or 7 wins. 3 would be bottoming out. What scenario do you see, or where do you make up that gap? In other words, why are they 3 or 4 wins less in your mind, or is it just a product of the math?
I mean, it's simply the math. I mean, the reason I started doing this, Danny, was because, I mean, you'd see some outlets, and, you know, there wasn't any team that was worse than 7-9 or 6-10, mm-hmm. In which case, you know, the math really doesn't work out, right? I mean, somebody's got to go 3-13 every year. And I feel like those Vegas things, I mean, you rarely see, you know, the over-unders on those things at more than, say, 11.5, you know, fairly rarely. And the low ones are generally 5.5, 6.5. So, you know, they keep it relatively conservative. But for me, I'm just trying to, you know, get it. And it's an exercise for me, too, just kind of, you know, what am I thinking about mm-hmm. each of these teams? Yeah, I mean, I think the Redskins, it is what it is. I mean, I think they're a young team. They're not stable at the quarterback position. You know, Jay Gruden, is he going to be coaching to win games, or is he going to try to be developing players? I mean, obviously, I think everybody thinks he's probably got this year to save his job, but is he necessarily armed to do that? You know, I don't know. I mean, there are things I like about the Redskins. I mean, I think the defense could be good. It's just, you know, do they have the weapons on offense? You know, where's Darius Geis going to be? I mean, and again, the schedule, particularly the way it opens, is tough. And if you come out at a 1-4 or 0-5 kind of hole, which looks like they very well could, you know, these things tend to have a tailspin effect.
Nate Davis, USA Today on Grant and Danny. He's got the Chargers beating the Eagles in the Super Bowl. The NFC East, the Eagles 11-5, the Cowboys 9-7, and then the Giants winning 5 games with the Redskins going 3-13. What do you think happens? I'm going to drill down a little bit deeper on what you just got into there. For them to go 3-13, which is kind of the catastrophic rock bottom of worst-case scenarios for them this year, what has to happen?
Well, I mean, for them to go 3-13, I think they do get off that slow start, and then maybe whether it comes from ownership or whether Jay Gruden decides, hey, I got to make a switch at quarterback. Assuming, say, that we start out with Case Keenum or or even Colt, and then you throw in maybe Haskins in there. And I think Dwayne Haskins is probably the classic guy that could use that redshirt NFL season. I mean, after starting for 1 year in college and playing in an offense that, he had great numbers, but, a lot of those touchdown passes he had were of the one-yard jet sweep variety that pumped those up. And I think he could really use that time to blossom. And you kind of worry if he gets thrown in there this year, is he going to be ready to dissect and play against NFL defenses? But, particularly if he's, potentially got a left tackle back there who's not Trent Williams, let's say, and Dwayne Haskins isn't the most mobile guy. So, I mean, I think those are all kinds of things that you could look at. These are possibly things that could feed into a negative season. Jordan Reed, does he get hurt once again? And if the offense does struggle, which it looks to me like it will, as good as your defense can be, offense protects the defense protects the offense for good teams. And if that defense, even if it's playing up to its potential, if it's out on the field 35 minutes a game, 70 snaps a game, that tends to wear down. So I think those are all, to me, worrisome factors that could take the Redskins down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.